Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Cliff here with Mal. How you doing? Episode 2 of the same show. Mal, go ahead and read us off what we're going to be talking about today.
I'm so excited for today. But we're going to be talking about how people communicate. So texting, social media, how we communicate now interpersonally with each other since social media has really changed the game. Then we're going to talk about code switching. Stay tuned because probably not a lot of you have heard about that. And then we're going to talk about dating and higher education, what we think it's worth.
Cool, cool, cool. So go ahead and kick it off, how people communicate. I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, with everything, you know, the current environment, social media, text messaging, and how it's changed the way that, you know, people, again, people communicate. And it's, you know, and I think about it, and because I'm not going to lie, like, it's frustrating sometimes. You know, you text somebody or like, and they don't get back to you. And then like people only will text you.
I'm guilty of that.
But you know, the funny thing is like, it's really, really with like phone communication. We'll start there. Like people, you know, it's like, I don't want people calling me unless it's like something worth talking about.
Really?
Yeah. Like people are really like that. Like, it's like, yo, text me. Like, don't call me. Like, people...
Are you like that?
No, I'm not like
that.
Okay,
cool, cool. Me neither.
But I think it's just funny, like, how...
I hate texting. I hate texting. Ugh. I'm not a fan.
Tell me how you really feel.
Oh, I hate texting. That's how I really feel. I'm like, I would much rather, A, FaceTime is my number one. You want to talk to me? Like, you want to catch up? Let's FaceTime. Let's just chat it out.
Don't even get me, like.
Now, you know, you guys have told me, when I told this to some guys, they said, oh, you like to FaceTime with your man so you can see where he's at. I said, nah, I FaceTime with my mom. I FaceTime with my sisters. I FaceTime with my best friends. It's just so nice to see someone's face. I'm not trying to check up on my man. I trust him. You do your thing, bro. You do your thing.
I'll say, as a guy, I think it's different for us, especially when you think about it from a male perspective. Like, and not to say every guy is like this, but, you know, somebody FaceTimes him, like, you know, it, a female, it's like, oh, yo, she might be interested in me, that she want to see my face. Like,
that's very true.
Wherewith, if it's another guy, it's like, hold on, what's going on here? Like, my boy FaceTiming me, like, this ain't right. You know, because like, honestly, if somebody, even if it's my family member, and they hit the face, well, hold on, FaceTime, we don't do that, like.
I guess that's true. If it's like your bro and y'all live in the same city and you see each other every now and again, I guess a FaceTime would be weird.
It's weird. Like, it's weird.
Why are you FaceTiming me?
And it's the same for me. It's almost the same thing with you know, sending snaps.
And like, what do you mean?
Like if a guy sends me a snap, if he's not at like a function or something, and right? Like, yo, like, why are you sending me snaps? Like, that's like. Greaves, like he, he doesn't send me snaps of himself. Like, it was just kind of like, yo, why is he sending me snaps?
I'm glad you bring that up, because I think Snapchat is very interesting. I actually just deleted my Snapchat for the second time because I don't use it and people are weird. I feel like Snapchat is, it's one of those things where I feel like men use it as a way to. Men you don't know, I feel like, more nowadays than at any time before.
Be careful now. We don't want to cross over into...
You're right. Anyway, Snapchat I find very interesting. Yeah, it's like you want to just send me a picture of what you're doing,
right,
huh? Like, nah, I'm good. I'm okay.
Like, no, it's so funny because, like, you know, my girlfriend is on Snapchat and she sends me snaps all the time. And, like, oftentimes... I'm either taking a screenshot because I like the picture, or if I don't get to take the screenshot,
because like, you know, send me that
because of the countdown. Yeah, I'm like, hey, can you send me that one? Because I like that. That was a dope picture. Like, I'll send me that one directly.
So it's like you might as well just text. That's where my head's at.
Essentially, yeah. And it's funny because when you think about all these, some of these social media platforms, it's almost like some of this stuff you can just do text. It's like Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
Only reason I'm using Messenger is if I want to communicate with you because I don't have your number, or I don't want you to have my number.
Yeah,
like, that's the only reason
for
Messenger.
Yeah, no, that's very true. There are so many people that I'm friends with on Facebook that I've either, A, never even met before in my life, or that I'm like, yeah, I don't want you texting me.
Right, exactly. So, but I just think Again, like as far as how we communicate, it's just interesting, like how we have all these tools that's supposed to make us more social, but then we're like anti-social at the same time. And I think it's That'll funny, prove. But it's at the same time it's like it's crazy.
I don't think it's funny. I think it's a tragedy. I think it's a devastating. I think it's. he just rolled his eyes. I think it truly is. I mean, it's like an epidemic of, it really is changing the way, you have to think about this. We grew up on the plus side of social media where it came into our lives like, what, you're 2 years older than me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we came up, I mean, social media like really started to become a thing when I was in like middle school going into high school. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even a little bit after that. So at that point, not that you're a fully functioning human being by any means, right. But at least I was able to like, it wasn't life. I at least had the foresight to know like, hey, this is something wise I should post and I probably shouldn't be posting this or whatever.
Right.
And nowadays people are getting Instagrams and Twitters when they're 9 years old. And it's like, you're just a right. kid. You don't know. And that's going to live on the internet right. for the rest of your life. Like,
right.
be careful, dude.
Right.
And now it's such a way of life that it's like, at least we, I feel like, it's some of our older generations, air quote, older generations, us in our 20s, can at least appreciate it for what it is to a certain degree where, you know, right. now when you're in your teens, it's like literally your lifestyle.
Right. Exactly. I agree. Yeah. So it's just, you know, again, it's just crazy how it's had such an impact. But the beauty of it is, of course, you know, on the social media side, it allows us to stay in touch with people where with, you know, cell phones, smartphones, you know, tools.
Smartphones.
that do more than we could like have ever imagined a phone being able to do.
That's true.
Like, again, like just taking us out of that element. I'll be honest, like I'm a talker. I love to talk.
What?
Hence the reason I have a podcast. but I enjoy talking on the phone. I really do versus like, and again, I can get my message across quickly.
Quicker.
Mm-hmm. Versus like, I got something to tell you and I got to wait 30 minutes for you to get back to me. Nothing against
no,
you.
No shade over here.
We all got lives now. But versus like me being able to pick up the phone, call you, say what I got to say real quick.
Okay.
And be done.
Okay.
Versus
so
like,
you like the response more quickly, whereas rather than just communicating the info. Okay. I see that's helpful in our friendship because now I can respond to you quickly. Whereas other people I'm like, I'll text you back in 3 days.
Right. Now as long as it's like not one of those things where, and fortunately it hasn't happened, thank goodness, where it's like people are just picking up the phone or someone's just picking up the phone and calling me whenever they want. Like, yo, hold on. Like I do agree with the whole text me first. Make sure I'm available.
Nah, I completely disagree. Yo, call me. If I can't answer, I won't answer the phone and I'll call you back when I'm free. No need to text me. Are you free for a phone call? Yeah. And then call me. And then just call me, man.
How you feel about the like, cause I'm not going to say it just feels weird. Like when you get your call rejected and then they text you like saying, I cannot talk right now or I'm busy. Like, and not saying it's like, yo, like, dang, like, just go block my call. Like, just let it go to voicemail and I'm going to leave a message, I promise. So.
See, if I get a missed call, I'm personally a fan of, well, I'm not a fan of voicemails. Let me retract that statement. But I think if I get a missed call, especially from a random number, like if I get a missed call from where I usually don't answer random numbers because you're a random number, what's the point? That's me. Mm-hmm. Unless you leave me a voicemail, I'm not going to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if your call is important enough that you would have left a voicemail. Otherwise, it's probably a fake, like, whatever, spam,
right.
something weird.
Right.
But in real life, like, if someone's calling me and I can't talk and it's going to be a while before I can call them back, I'll shoot mm-hmm. them a text real quick. Hey, I'm doing this. I'll call you back in 30 minutes or whatever.
Right.
Just, I would much rather, maybe this is the woman in me coming out, but I would much rather over communicate and have someone like tell someone, hey, I'll call you in this so they can at least expect it or plan their day or whatever.
Right.
Then be like, just call you back whenever, or just decline your call for no reason. That's how I'd be feeling.
I can respect that.
Respect.
So let's go ahead and get into our our next topic, code switching.
Tell us what code switching is, Cliff, because I'm not even sure I really know yet.
It's so funny. No, when I ran this by somebody else, they're thinking computer.
I for sure code. Was thinking, yeah, like, some sort of computer.
Like, nobody want to talk about code switching, like you as far as now. Like codes. And I'm like, no, not codes. I'm not talking about switching codes, unless we're talking about like hacking or something.
Yeah.
Not anything I would do, but so we were talking about code switching, and this was actually something I guess I was made aware of. MTV has this show. It kind of just talks about This Is America, mm-hmm. and it just talks about like some of the dealing with a lot of like racial issues, stereotype issues, that kind of thing. And so, you know, something I saw on Facebook, a little video, and they were talking about code switching, and you know, primarily they were focused on like black people. You know, like they go to a job interview, mm-hmm. or they're in you know, corporate America, and they're having to switch it up, mm-hmm. you know, not talking slang, mm-hmm. you know, speaking properly, and almost like putting on a front.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I thought about this topic a little bit more, you know, I'm like, it's not something that affects just black people. Yeah. I think everybody does it, mm-hmm. to a certain extent, maybe some more than others,
yeah.
just to what I think is almost like just to try to appease, mm-hmm. someone.
Yeah.
And so, like, because for me, honestly, like, is it necessary? Maybe to an extent, but and it's not something, because again, people don't really know what code switching is, mm-hmm. but it's a thing.
Yeah.
And it's just something that's done out of habit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
I don't think it's necessary. To a certain degree, but I do think there is a healthy tension between it being completely unnecessary and being false, but then also, like, there are certain situations where, like, for the example you said, if a black guy goes in for an interview and he's acting super proper, using, you know, big words and acting all fancy, and that's not who he is, you know, just to ace an interview because he feels like he needs to be that to get a job because he thinks otherwise he'll be judged for his color, for the way he talks, anything like that, any mm-hmm. other, like, racial judgments that we make on anyone, that's not okay. Like, that's that, but I mean, the reality is that's the world we live in. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's how it is a lot of the times. And I don't have the solution on how to fix that. I don't know. I'm working on it.
Trust me, I'm not looking.
You know what I mean?
I just want to know how you feel.
But I do think, like, there are certain situations in which, yeah, you're not just gonna, I mean, in essence, we all kind of act slightly different depending on who we're around. You act kind of a different way when you're around your bros and you maybe mm-hmm. would around your grandma. And that doesn't make you two different people, but you know, we kind of all have an understanding of, I don't know, manners, environment sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I do think on one hand, I mean, when I used to go in for interviews and things like that, I would, you put on your Sunday best, you look nice, you go in, you put on a smile, you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I would get more concerned when it gets out of the business world and more in life. Like, I feel like I understand when you're working in corporate America, you're doing a 9-to-5, like, there's an essence of professionalism and things like that. You're not going to walk in and you're, I don't know, chonies or whatever. But if you feel like you got to do that, like, when you're just around friends, you're doing other things, that's a bigger issue for me. That's, like, where it's like, you need to get some better friends because they just need to like you as you is.
You know, actually, I thought about this as you were talking. It reminds me when I, a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. who actually, like, she's one of the most respected people in Charlotte, Queens University alumni, helped me get into the school, even though my grades were subpar.
Yeah.
And, like, I still keep in touch with her till this day. Yeah. Like, she's a really great person. Shout out to Carla. and I just remember there was one time she invited me to Myers Park Country Club
mm-hmm.
for lunch. And, like, I was excited. Like, oh, you know, that's dope. You know, yeah. Go to Myers Park Country Club. And, like, I've never been there, but if you know about Myers Park, you know, it's like one of the old money,
mm-hmm.
Older white people there as well. So, you know, I go to a country club and I'm going, you know.
It's a country club. Let's just start there.
I didn't think about it, but during the day, like, I'm just thinking, like, you know, I'm just going to this country club to have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I'm just going to some regular restaurant. But when I got there, got out the car, look around, and like just seeing where I am, was like, wow, okay. I almost felt out of place.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around, you know, well-cut grass, people walking around in golf attire, you know, and like, of course, like I'm also like thinking like, okay, I'm the only black dude here. Yeah. I'm thinking about too, like, okay, I don't want them to look at me, mm-hmm. you know, be like that black guy. Mm-hmm. And then next, you know, have this impression about the black community.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but at the same time, it's like, yo, I'm gonna be me, mm-hmm. you know, and if they don't like it, cool. So, you know, I'm in an environment where I'm new. I don't know anybody, you know, cause I was still waiting on her to get there. You know, I'm just kind of like, you know, staying to myself. Anybody speak to me, I'll speak to them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you could probably say I had a bit of a mean mug on because I'm like, yo, like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I don't want no troubles. You know, I remember I went inside, you know, asked, you know, I'm thinking somebody's going to come up to me like, sir, are you a member?
What are you doing here?
Like, yeah. And, but, you know, I just, again, just stayed to myself and just like, just sat in a chair. But at the same time, I'm just like being overly self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I hope I'm not like, I'm just sitting here waiting on somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be fake, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she comes. I go into, you know, we go into the ball or not ballroom, but the dining hall where they were having like a buffet lunch, and you know, looking around again, like you know, trying to you know don't make sure nobody's looking at me like I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. But throughout the throughout our time together having lunch, you know, kind of eased up.
Yeah, felt a little more comfortable.
Right. Especially because, you know, she's there. I know her. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, she can vouch for me now. Like, yeah, he with me. What's up? Like, you know what I mean? You don't want no smoke? But, yeah. So, that's how, would I go back? Yeah. But mm-hmm. it was just my first time there at a place like that.
Yeah.
Where I don't see a lot of me. Like, I definitely was thinking about, like, how I was...
How you're comparing to
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that is, so what you just said is you said you were looking around and you're like basically putting what you perceive other people are thinking
yeah,
in your
pretty
head.
Much.
Right? So yeah. So you're now like feeling this tension and feeling uncomfortable because you're assuming what other people are thinking about you.
Right.
Which is very interesting. And it happens all the time, especially when it comes to dating. And I want to talk about that in a second. But so often we can do that, and I've just really come to a place in my life where I'm like, I've determined that if I'm looking around and I'm thinking people are thinking about me, I'm thinking that they thinking, yo, I'm the coolest chick in the room, I'm their best friend, they love me. I'd much rather chill around and think that people are thinking all these positive things about me than like I'm being judged. And that's much easier for me to say because I'm a little white girl, I get it. But I don't know, I think I think it's a practice, but I think a lot of people think that way. And I've thought that way for a lot of my life too. Like you look around and you're feeling judged or you're feeling this, you don't feel like you fit in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, screw it, who are you, whatever, you're out here golfing, doing your thing. Like I got a life to live, I don't really care about your opinion. So I'm just gonna assume that you love me, I'm gonna chill here and wait for my lunch date to
understood.
But
yeah.
Speaking of, that's very interesting because I think that happens a lot of time on dates, especially on like first dates when you're sitting around and thinking,
mm-hmm.
oh, what's this person across the table assuming of me? You know what I mean? Like,
been there, done that. Been there, done that. Let's go ahead and get into our trending topic of the day, mm-hmm. John Mayer. I don't know if anybody saw. Again, this is brought to you by What's Trending. Go ahead, follow them on Twitter. They got a lot of good stuff on there, a lot of good stuff. But I think Pick 6, was it? Or Page 6?
Page 6, yeah.
They did an interview with John Mayer. I only saw a little snippet of it, but just that in itself was a lot. They got it misconstrued, I guess, saying that John Mayer slept with, you know, 500 women, but actually he slept with, he said less than 500, which is, I still...
499.
which is still a lot. On top of that, he said that he compared being famous to being a beautiful woman. And I guess because with him having his, of course, celebrity status... having a lot of the punana thrown at him. and I know before we started recording, when we were, you know, talking about this, Mal, I know you were saying, you know, you got, like, as women, don't, you guys don't get a lot of I don't know. You tell me. Like, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I was saying, we were talking about this before we started recording, and you were saying, oh man, well, I said, how does being famous, I'm just trying to get the correlation of, what is he talking about being famous compared to a beautiful woman? Like, as a beautiful woman, you think you can kind of get anything, and when you have the celebrity status, you can pretty much get whatever you want. You usually have either the financial resources, the connections, and the clout of, you can drop your name or people see your face and you can kind of, you know, do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would say, I would only assume, mm-hmm. but maybe these beautiful women get that as well. I also don't think that, I do think being beautiful and being attractive does have you, it's literally scientifically proven, they've done research and studies, that you do get treated a lot better in life, which is very interesting. And I understand we're literally, as human beings, we're designed to, you see something attractive, it's a primal instinct to think, to think, oh, I want to be with that person, or I want to, you know, whatever. So you treat them nicer, which I get, whatever. Live your life, I don't really care. But yeah, it's interesting. I feel like women don't really get punana thrown at them probably as often. Who knows nowadays? Maybe they do.
Or the other thing.
The other thing, definitely, for sure. I'm not even going to go into that. But I think it's interesting. I truly don't think that John Mayer has actually slept with 500 women. I think the number is probably a lot less than that. I don't know him personally, so who's really to say? But 500 women,
that's... I'll put at least 100 on there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely probably in the triple digits. I'm not doubting that.
Yeah.
I feel like you would probably be in a hospital bed with some sort of disease.
Even with triple digits? Like, that's a lot.
I feel like, yeah, oh, triple. Like, there's triple digits. That's a lot of people. And I get it. He's famous. He's been famous for years.
And he gets around.
And he's a rock star. I get that. And I'm not surprised that it would be triple digits. But I would be heavily surprised if it was above 300. I would be like, yo, what? I don't know. Maybe 300 sounds kind of low now. I'm like, you've been famous for like 10 years. I don't know. I have to do the math, like how many women that is. But there's only 365 days a year, so he could sleep with a new chick every week over the past 10 years, and that'd be 500 people, right?
I get it.
Don't judge me if that math is wrong.
I get it. He's famous. But it's like, do you really, must you really do, is that, like, is it, it's not necessary. No, it's not. But, like, I just want to ask him, like, dude.
Really? I think that's the thing, though. It's, we've never... We can only say so much because we've never experienced it. So we're only looking at this from the outside. We'll never know.
I don't want to experience it.
But everyone's different. Like, I'm saying, if I were a guy and literally had all the money in the world, was an attractive dude, could kick ass at guitar, and had women throwing themselves at me, am I honestly going to be like, nah, I'm not going to sleep with you? I don't know. Like, this dude... I'm not surprised by any means. And I don't think we can truly judge until you're in that position yourself of saying, ah, what would I do? Is triple digits a lot? Yes. Personally, if some random normal dude, like any normal guy, if I was on a date and he's like, oh yeah, I've slept with over 500 women, my ass would be out of there so fast.
So if you went on a date with John Mayer and he gave you his exact body count.
What? Oh, he wouldn't be sleeping with me anyway. He ain't getting this. He ain't getting this. You see?
But would you still be out of there? Like,
I would probably let him pay for my meal, and then I would say, "Thank you so much for my chocolate cake. Thank you for the dessert. I'll take two shots to go, and lose my number. Don't call me again."
Can I get a bottle of wine to go out of here?
Can I get a bottle of wine to go? Thanks.
Fair enough.
What I'm saying, like, it's different. Like, we can sit, I mean, celebrities are human beings at the end of the day, of course. They're literally just people. But there is an essence. I mean, you hear people talk about all the time, especially in today's rap music. You don't know what it's like until you've been put in a situation where you have all the money in the world, you have everything you could want, you have people throwing themselves at you. It's like, how do you, we're not taught how to handle that. So right. I can't say what that would right. be like.
Understood.
I personally wouldn't sleep with 500 men.
I
even
hope
if
not.
I was rich and famous, but
because there's a double standard. Clearly, like, nobody's calling John Mayer a hoe, a thot. You know
true.
What I mean? Like, that dude gets around. We ain't messing with him. Like, nah, nobody's saying that.
And
about
you
John
know what?
Mayer.
I guarantee you. You know what? That's very true.
Let Katy Perry say that. They're like, yo, nah.
This don't touch her. She got a disease. Even though I'm saying that about John Mayer too.
So yeah, that was interesting. I came across that. I was literally like laying in the bed scrolling through their Twitter timeline, and wait a minute,
hold up,
enough there. That's the trending topic for your day.
Brought so to you now, by what's trending?
So dating now, yeah, and I know you've been waiting to get to this.
I just think it's so interesting.
It was going to be internet dating, and I just said, you know what, to heck with it, dating. I think some of this was inspired by over the weekend was like on the internet, just like binge watching shows, and was on an internet journey too, and was
been watching shows or
shows different shows.
Or
no, don't even do me like that. I see where you're going. No, I was on YouTube, and like, you know, your internet journey can go take you to YouTube,
rabbit trails,
and
then, yeah, sure.
And you go down that rabbit hole, and I somehow got on Catfish. They just had like little clips yeah from their episode.
A clip, yes.
And it was just like watching some crazy stuff. I never really sat down to watch the show.
Yeah, me
ever.
Neither.
But
I know people that are obsessed with it though.
Exactly. So I'm just like watching it. I'm like, oh wow, this is some crazy stuff. So it just made me think, like, dating, and that's like dating's always going to be a hot topic. Especially with every, you know, with the internet dating, you know, just everything that goes on. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start.
It's an all-encompassing thing.
Yeah, I think the thing that trips me out is, thank goodness I'm in a relationship, because a good person is hard to find.
And are you a good person, though?
I believe I am.
You gotta focus on yourself first. Am I a good person?
Yeah.
Would
I
want to date me? Go on.
But I just think about the things that I hear mm-hmm. from other people, and it's just like, why?
Give us an example.
It's like, you know, it's like, why do people do this? Like, why? Like somebody I know on Facebook was posting like, hey, if you got a girlfriend, if you got a baby mama, if you're married, whatever, like, stay out my inbox. It's like, why are people trying to do, like, so we're going, that's pre-dating stuff. Mm-hmm. And then with the dating.
A guy posted that?
No, a woman, yeah.
That means she must be getting hit up by a lot of dudes with girlfriends, with wives, with kids, with men. Huh? I confuse myself.
But then, and then with dating. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not the perfect guy. I'm always trying to find ways to improve myself and mm-hmm. my relationship. But then when I hear like some things that these other guys do, I'm like, yo,
I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good dude.
I mean, I try not to toot my own horn, but I'm just like, yo, like people.
Like, baby, you so lucky to have me. Shoot. Like, I tell it to my boyfriend. I say, you're so lucky. Shoot, oh my goodness.
But like, people still do this. Like, actually, my girl was telling me the other day, you know, she's like, guys aren't as I guess like chivalrous, that's not the word she used, mm-hmm. but she's like, guys don't do a lot of the things that you, these guys out here don't do a lot of the things that you do, mm-hmm. that women may have, what women probably used to expect of men, yeah. but don't anymore. You know, again, the times yeah. has changed. We get a lot relaxed about these kinds mm-hmm. of things. And you know, it's almost like, again, just like willy-nilly, like yeah. guys just do whatever. It's just a whole bunch of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's almost like, and it's great that a lot of my lady friends can, like, I don't know what to, like, I know how some people, like, feminists feel about the word female, so I try.
That is absurd. Oh, my gosh.
But, like, I just feel, I'm glad people can confide in me mm-hmm. when they tell me about their experiences. And then I listen to some of that stuff, I'm like, what? Like, they do this? They mm-hmm. doing that now? Like for real? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, so I'm not even giving any specifics. But, I mean, but you tell me, like, what are you, I mean,
you're, being a female, you're, myself.
Yeah.
No, I think dating is very interesting. And I don't think the world does a lot of dating anymore. We obviously live in the scenario of, I think the majority of the younger generation is doing a lot of hooking up or air quote talking, which I absolutely despise. I think it's the stupidest thing in the world.
What's talking?
Talking, when you do text with someone, you hang out with someone, you hook up with someone for a few weeks, few months, whatever, but you're okay. Never officially dating. That guy's not your boyfriend, you're not his girlfriend, whatever. You guys are mm-hmm. just hanging out, mm-hmm. getting to know each other, seeing where things go. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. I think it's the stupidest thing. Why waste my time like that? I'd much rather, hey, you think I'm cute? You think I'm cute? Take me on a date. Let's go on a date. Hey, if things go well, cool, let's go on another one. And then if things keep going well, cool, let's go on another one. And then when you feel good about it, cool, let's, like, you can ask me to be your girlfriend. Great. But, like, all this, like, nah, I'm not going to take you on a date. We just going to hang out. You going to come. I mean, maybe we'll pull up to McDonald's to get some food, whatever. Like, you do these things where you hang out with someone all the time. You're hooking up with them. So you're hooking up with them. And then you're air quote, I mean, you are dating. You're hanging out with them and you're doing all these things. But guarantee you or him are also talking or hanging out with at least one or two other people. Him mm-hmm. probably for sure. And then you waste like 3 or 4 months hanging out with someone before finally they're like, all right, yo, let me take you on a date. And they take you on a date and you guys start dating for whatever, a week, 2 weeks, a month. And then at that point, you're sick of each other and you're annoyed because you guys don't actually know who each other are because you've just been like dicking around this whole time. Right. And then you break up and that there goes 4 months of your life right. that you just, I don't want to say wasted, but that you just messed around with. I guess I'm just way too obsessed with making myself better. I'm way too obsessed with growing and like making myself better to waste my time on some guy that ain't worth it. So all these girls out here just like I mean, but it is what it is. You're accepting it, you're willing to put up with this, and maybe some girls want this, I don't know, you live your life. But I just think it's I think relationships are way too important to
you bring up an interesting point, because you were talking about like people just talking and mm-hmm. just kicking it. One of the things that made me think about, as far as like, because when I think about dating every now and then, mm-hmm. I think about like, so what does it mean as far as dating? Is that, are you official? Are you just like, and yeah, because when I think about talking can be a stage, and
yeah,
you know, we're just friends.
But like, how long?
Yeah. Now we're talking. Now we're official.
How long is your talking phase though? Like, I think there's a, I just think, for me, I'm speaking from my perspective, I don't believe in dating without a purpose. Like,
right,
I don't believe that, I absolutely will not date someone unless I think there's potential to marry them. Now, if that doesn't work out, great, that's fine. You know, you break up with people all the time and you move on and you live your life. But I'm not going to date someone that I didn't at least see the potential in, that they had at least, like, the values and the character that I would want to marry one day, right? Or at least that I assumed that they had right. or whatever, that you see
so far. Sorry to cut you off. No, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So, would you agree that when we say dating, let's say like you are hanging out,
intentionality, go on,
right, there's intent there. You're mm-hmm. you're hanging, you're spending quality time together, mm-hmm. you're getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the talking phase, because I'm not gonna lie, I look at the talking phase like I'm talking to someone. Mm-hmm. That's almost like the interview. It's almost like the interview phase. Like, we're not official.
But you're still trying to see if you even want to take it there.
Right. I'm still trying to figure, and so I do understand that with some people, it may be like a thing of, like, and honestly, I don't want to spend, because if you go too long talking to somebody, then you're chasing, or you might, I don't want to say you're chasing, but you might be going, because I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've been there. Mm-hmm. Like, talk to someone for a couple months and uh-huh. it didn't go where I wanted it to go, and I was trying to get it to go there, mm-hmm. and it's just, I'm like, dang, I did all this for nothing.
Yeah.
All these dinners, going to the movies, you know, presents and yeah. all that kind of stuff.
Ooh,
and
presents, dang. See, okay. See, I think, I'm glad you asked that. I think the difference between talking and dating is intent. So I think talking to me at least seems aimless. I think if you find a girl, and I mean, we're both in relationships, but if you find a girl and you're interested in her, I think there's absolutely, I think if you want to say, hey, let's go grab some coffee, I want to get to know you, I consider that, I guess you could call that talking, but at least there's intent there. Like, I consider like, hey, let me take you on a date. Let's go get some coffee. I think dates do not have to be anything crazy. You want to take me out for an ice cream cone? I am down. Mm-hmm. I love ice cream cones. I'm going to give you an hour of my time. I don't know you that well either. I don't want to invest an entire night into you when I don't know you that well. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but I think when the intent is there and you're at least upfront, hey, I think you're cool. I think you're cute. Like, I want to get to know you a little more. Let me take you on a date real quick. And I guess I think you just have to be, both people have to be on the same page about what that means, which is where the communication piece comes in, which is, I think, what a lot of people lack nowadays. But to me, I'm like, talking just seems like, hey, you're cool, I want to hang out with you, but who knows, maybe I have the intention of dating you in a few months, maybe I don't, let's just see where it goes. Well, I'm not about that life.
So do you, let me ask you this then, because say you're talking, does it have to be exclusive?
For me, yes. There ain't no way you won't be talking to me, dating me, while you got other chicks on the side. Not at all. Nope, me or nothing. Sorry. Not sorry, actually, because it is what it is. I deserve better than that. I also just think, I know I have a little bit, my perspective of dating and relationships is probably a lot different than most people's, at least our age. I am just a firm believer. I would much rather, I love myself too damn much. I love my life too much to let some fool come in here and ruin it. That ain't worth my time. When you date someone.
As you shouldn't.
Yes, and that's what I'm, and I just don't think that most people are invested enough in their own lives to even understand. They don't know what they like. They don't know what they're good at. They don't know what they want to do, which is not a problem. I mean, the life is here to figure that stuff out, but I got too many goals. I got too many like things to accomplish, place I'm trying to go, for me to let some guy into my life, because dating is a huge time requirement. It requires a lot of sacrifice. It requires an actual relationship is hard work. You know what I mean?
It
like
is.
A good relationship that you want to, like, that I would want to be in, one that I'm proud to be in. It takes hard work. It takes sacrifice. It takes communication. And that's just, it's just not worth it when it's not with the right person. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It's tough work.
And so I would much rather be by myself. Happy as shit, take my fine ass home every night and live my life, hang out with my friends, do my thing, and just be happy than be in a mediocre, like, air quote relationship, or have some guy on the side that I'm like air quote talking to. That's just a time suck when it's not going anywhere. I got things to do. Get out of my way. That's how I feel.
I feel you. Yeah. Man, I lost my thought. I was just thinking about, I honestly do feel like guys could be a lot better as far as how they approach relationships and things like that. You know, I understand, guys, we make mistakes. We do some things that we shouldn't do. But it's like, yo, I look at some guys, I'm like, really? Like, bro, you did that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really pulled that? And you thought that was going to work?
But you will never, women accept it.
Why?
Like, but that's what I'm saying. Why? We just live things have changed so much where, and honestly, nowadays, I think women pull a lot of the same crap that guys do. And you just, like, it's just, things have changed so much in terms of relationship dynamics, again, with social media, how we communicate with each other, just the dynamic of how we hang out with people and get to know people. Everything's so different than what it used to be like. It's not traditional anymore.
Right.
In that sense. And it really just depends on what you want. There are plenty of people out there where they genuinely want to probably just hang out with random dudes, hook up with a few guys, and like do their thing, and they're not looking for anything serious. You do your thing. You live your life.
Right.
And so when that works for two people and that's what you guys are both going for, cool. Do I think it's how it should be? Nah, but like, I don't care. I don't have to live with your decisions. I'm too worried about my life to worry about you. What are you doing?
I will say this. As long as, because, you know, at the end of the day, people are going to do what they want to do. But as long as you're upfront about your intentions, that's all that matters to me.
True.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, I have friends that, you know, that like to just hang out, have a good time, and hook up with people every now and then. Mm-hmm. And but they're honest about it. You know, it's like, hey, look, I'm not looking for anything.
Mm-hmm. But women are crazy though. You'll say that to them, they'll be like, ha, okay. And they're like, no, we're going to get married in 3 days. You just don't know it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, I'm just
kidding.
Not really.
So, but we're probably going to have to do this one again and, like, just kind of, like, really break it down, you know?
Yeah.
So, because there's so many different directions that topic can go, and so many.
I think people are just so interesting. That's why I think dating, I think as human beings, we're very intrigued by other human beings. At least I would have liked to assume that. And so I think, especially when it comes to relationships, which are such a fundamental part of life, even friendships and things like that, I just think it's very, I think everyone loves talking about it. Everyone loves hearing about it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Speaking of, this is an interesting question. Would you do you care if the person you're dating went to college or not?
I thought you were going to ask me, would you rather? I was like, I've had enough of these. No. You know why, uh-huh. Insider. No, I don't. At first, I did. You know, it's so funny. Not to get off topic, but, you know, just thinking about some of the standards that I had growing up, a lot of those things, like, I just kind of let go to the wayside because mm-hmm. it's like, what? Like, really? Is it that big of a deal
yeah.
if the person you're with, like, drinks mm-hmm. or things? Like, you know, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just like my circle of friends. I don't care where you've been, you know, where you are now, as long as you're trying to do something with yourself. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter to me if you went to, if you have some kind of higher degree, whether, you know, trade school, associates, bachelor's and on up. So I stopped at the BA, at least for right now. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And even just thinking about where I am now, like my degree is in entrepreneurship. To an extent, I'm utilizing it, but for the most part, I'm you know, I don't own my own business. Not to say to be an entrepreneur, you have to own your own business, but sometimes I do think like, darn, like school is a bit overrated. So, what are your thoughts?
I think that knowledge is crucial. I think that education is very, very important. I think that's, knowledge is power. I don't think that means a four-year degree or a university or a community college by any means. I think I personally like to err on the side of, I think experience is much more valuable than going to a class that you're not paying attention to because you were too hungover from your party the night before. You know what I mean? So I went to cosmetology school. I didn't do the whole university thing. Maybe I'm a little biased. But no, I think that...
Makes a lot of sense now.
You son of a bitch. No, kidding. So I don't think that college is necessary. That definitely doesn't influence my dating life by any means. But I don't think that college is necessary. It depends on what you want to do. I think
if
you know, hey, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer.
I agree.
Yeah, when
I
you agree. Know there's a specific thing that actually needs this degree, this, that, and the other, go to school, do your thing, study, get your degree, get your master's, whatever that looks like. That's awesome. Do your thing. I'm proud of you. If you're like, hey, I'm not really sure what I want to do, I don't really know what I want to go into, cool. Take a few years to figure it out. But that doesn't mean, hey, I'm going to, and this is a lot of people out there, so don't hate me, but that doesn't mean, hey, I'm going to work at a restaurant and do nothing but be a server, make some money, go out, party with friends, go home, sleep, wake up, go to work, be a server, go home, party. Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to take a few years off to, like, not go to school and figure out what you're going to do, figure out what you want to do. Figure out what you're good at. Find out what you like. There are so many ways to, like, mm-hmm. We're all naturally given gifts and talents. I could go on and on and on and on about this because I think it's so crucial. But we all naturally have things that we love doing. Figure out a way to do that for your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm not a huge proponent of, like, I'm not forcing someone to go to college because, you know, a lot of people go to school and get a degree and they don't know what they want. And I think it's so interesting because when Cliff and I used to work together, I went to beauty school. Mm-hmm. Graduated high school and college all in the same year. Mm-hmm. And we were in sales. Cliff's still in sales. I had no sales experience, but because I had a connection, literally was making more money, 10 grand more than a dude that went to school, got his MBA, and had sales experience prior to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I just feel like, goes to show, life is all just about connections. It's about who you know. Because I'm like, that's insane. He went to school for, and did all this. And little old me that literally went to beauty school mm-hmm. is making more money because I asked for it and knew a guy. You know what I mean?
So, just to kind of clarify what I said, like in certain areas, you know, a college degree can be a bit over, at least in the business world. Because mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I've learned is a lot of it is based on experience. I mean, you've had people.
No one's going to stop you from starting a business. You don't need a degree to start a business.
And even that, like, you've had, there's stories about people who, like, worked as, like, in the warehouse and mm-hmm. they're the CEO of the company. Like, it's all about what you know, what you've learned about the organization. And maybe you took a few classes here and there to
help figure it out. Of course,
But with those things, like, you know, the medical field, science, maybe finance, like, yo, yeah, you need to go to school. Cause
if you got to take a test to become something, you got to go to school.
Because last thing I want is a doctor that went, that doesn't, like, you know, someone
well,
that.
You're not going to get a heart surgeon that doesn't have their.
MD.
Yeah, for you know sure. I mean? Like,
I'm not going to lie. Like, I just got a, found a new doctor. Uh-huh. And, you know, as I'm looking at what schools they went to, and the guy I went with has an MD from Harvard. I'm like, okay. This guy right here, he's the winner. And he's, like, conveniently located to where, you know, where I want to travel to. Yep, that's the guy.
Dope.
So in that instance, yes, it matters. And even the school may matter in certain situations. So, yeah. So it's two ways it can go.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but being in the business world, you know, it's like, not everything requires a degree.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because like you said, again, like, people started businesses, and whether they went to school, dropped out, or, you know, it's like, you got to have the connections, good idea, and you just kind of have a plan to make it happen. Mm-hmm. But by all means, like, I definitely encourage people, you know, when I have kids, whatever they want to do, I'm going to encourage them. Like, my whole thing is, be the best at whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, decide on something you want to do, try to be the best at it, or at the least, you know, put forth the effort. So
put some good effort into it.
But hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out. Again, hashtag Sane Show, The Sane Show. Find us on IG. You know, again, your boy Cliff, Mal. We'll see you on the next episode.
Our IG handle is actually just @ Sane
Show. @Sane_Show. @Sane_Show.
SANE_Show.
We haven't gotten too many. Okay. But thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next time. We're out.
See you.